Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to be joining you here this morning from Whitefish here for the Congressional Western Caucus meetings. We got several members of Congress that are going to be joining us later in the morning, and then some other folks who are in the Flathead for this Western Congressional Caucus as well. We got a chance to catch up with the chief of the U.S. Forest Service earlier this week and chat offline with a number of folks as well. Let's see, I'm trying out a little bit of a new system here for our remote broadcast. So once again, here as I'm broadcasting live from the Whitefish Lake Lodge, but I think I've got our friend David Noble with us now on the phone lines. David, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, Aaron, especially since I saw a number of Montana legislators tweeting out and posting your story on MontanaTalks.com about how a sales tax in Montana is not a solution. It's not going to fix our problem. I saw Senator Barry Usher, one of my favorites, posting that and agreeing with it. And, you know, when you've got groups like the Chamber pushing for a sales tax, and you've got Missoula's over there raising taxes, and meanwhile, we're all out here struggling just to get by on a day-to-day basis. So I'm so happy to see you pushing back against that. I'm happy to see the Republicans pushing back against that. Absolutely no to a sales tax. And I'm sick of talking about the tax side of this equation. Let's start talking about the spending side of this equation. We don't need a sales tax if we can cut spending. And I'm sick of having Republican legislatures and Republican governors where we don't cut spending. Even this last session, we had a spending increase, whether it was 2% or 18%. I don't care. I want spending cuts. And I want spending cuts at the city level. I want spending cuts at the county level. I want spending cuts at the state level, because you know what? That puts more money back in the pockets of the people of Montana who need it right now, Aaron. So that's where I'm at. How are you?
Yeah, no, well said. No, very well said. Yeah, I posted that story. People are probably hearing the promo as well. Look, as David, as you just pointed out here, look, okay, go back to the Trump tax cuts in what, 2017? What happened? The Trump tax cuts fueled the economy. That fueled more revenue, even at the state level in Montana. The last two legislative sessions, did we have a problem with a shortfall of revenue? No. We had too much revenue, too much of our money that was going to the state government in hell. So why is anybody talking about raising anybody's taxes at all whatsoever? And even if somebody supported a sales tax, I don't, sounds like you don't either. Even if somebody supported a sales tax, it's not going to fly. The people aren't going to buy it again. How many times do they have to be told no? So even if you were a supporter of it, why are you going to waste your time and your effort pushing something that is going to fail with the people of Montana once again? Instead, focus your efforts on getting Dan Wilson elected to the Montana Supreme Court, getting more conservatives elected to the legislature, and holding on to the U.S. House of Representatives so that we can keep making America great again, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And actually, it's funny you bring up Judge Wilson running for the Montana Supreme Court. I know he's out there doing fundraising right now and raising money. And you know, if folks are concerned about the state of the Montana judiciary, Judge Dan Wilson's got a campaign right now, and there's ways to donate money to him if you wanna do that.
That's right. In fact, I think he's got some events coming up in Billings here pretty soon. I think I saw our friend Jenna McKinney is hosting an event. So guys, get a hold of Jenna, attend that event, break open your pocketbooks for those that can, no matter how much you can. Right? Okay, hold that thought. Quick break here with Montana Talks, the woke update of the weekend. More with David Noble next.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area today, high temperature readings push up into the mid-80s. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, low temperatures from the lower 50s in Bozeman, around 60 in Billings. And as we finish out the work week on Friday, we can expect more sunshine with high temperature readings of around 80, staying clear to partly cloudy Friday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. Is happy hour a thing of the past? You may think many Americans are pouring themselves an alcoholic beverage to relax, but a recent poll finds the number of Americans consuming alcohol has hit an all-time low, with more concerned with the effects alcohol might have on their health. Just 54% of adults say they drink alcohol, the lowest number in decades. A Gallup poll also finding that 53% of Americans believe moderate drinking is bad for their health. That's up from just 28% 10 years ago. The shift led prescribed by young adults comes after the Surgeon General warned Americans earlier this year about the cancer risk associated with drinking. Research has shown links between alcohol consumption and at least 7 different types of cancer. And while Gallup notes it's not mainly about substance swapping, cannabis use did top alcohol for the first time ever in 2024 as more states move to legalize it. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe. Offer not.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. I think David Noble not only has a woke update of the week for us here, but he's also got a Trump W, the Trump win of the week, all rolled into one. All right, David, send it.
Okay, so actually, I've got a number of woke updates here to go through. It's amazing how many, you know, here we are in late August of 2025, and the wokesters just won't give it up. So still creating content for Montana Talks Woke Update of the Week every single week. But no, I got one here that's actually, it's a Trump win of the week, too. It's a Trump W of the week and a woke update. So what happened was, there was a report that came out where the D.C. police and federal agents, and of course, the Trump administration, my understanding is in control of the D.C. Police Department right now. They actually detained a man on the National Mall who was trying to escape, and then they tackled him to the ground. The guy was apparently screaming in Spanish, "Please, I'm not a criminal. I work here. I want to be with my family." Well, you know what? It turns out he was actually an alleged child abuser. And then you've got the Democrats out there like Jessica Tarlov. Jessica Tarlov is the Democrat on Fox News' The Five show. And she tweeted out, "This doesn't make D.C. safer. It'll just make people not come to D.C. The cruelty is always the point." And then Twitter absolutely blew up on Jessica Tarlov for literally defending and crying about an alleged child abuser, illegal alien getting arrested by DC police and federal agents. And then guess what, Aaron? She ended up deleting the tweet.
Yeah. So I saw this yesterday from Bill Malusian, who's the great Fox News reporter covering the southern border and more. So Amy Cho, a local TV news reporter, NBC Washington, shared this. Just saw D.C. police and federal agents detain a man on the National Mall. He appeared to try to escape, then was quickly tackled to the ground. It's really fun video to watch, by the way. But yeah, you can hear him. I've got the audio. I'll try to play it here coming up after the next break where you can hear the guy screaming, "Oh, I'm not a criminal. I'm not a criminal." Well, and then you had like the fake news media. You had a Wall Street Journal reporter. You had Josh Gerstein, a Politico reporter. Josh Gerstein, shared this on X with the hashtag New Normal, as if this was a bad thing that this guy got arrested. And President Trump's Rapid Response 47 account on X said this: "Yes, Josh, arresting and deporting illegals charged with sex crimes against minors is in fact the new normal."
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And Amy Cho eventually tweeted out another update after ICE had provided more information on this guy. And yeah, this guy was arrested in Fairfax County in 2024. Remember, President Biden was the president at that time, and so he was probably just let out and let free. But yeah, he was charged with aggravated sexual battery against a child under 13 years old. We've got illegal aliens in this country who are being charged with sexual battery against little girls under 13 years old. And then when the Trump administration sends law enforcement to tackle and arrest and take these guys out and put them in prison or send them back to their country, You've got the Democrats who are saying it doesn't make us any safer. My question for the Democrats is, how does it not make us safer to arrest, prosecute, deport, and put in prison illegal aliens who've been charged with sexually assaulting little girls under 13? How does that not make us any safer? Because in my mind, that makes both me and all the little American girls in this country quite a bit safer.
Yeah. Well, see, when they talk about safety, what they're talking about is job safety. They're talking about the safety of their own jobs, the safety of their own political power. It's kind of like the Texas redistricting, right? Like, these people don't get all up in arms. These Texas Democrats don't get all up in arms. The fact that there's illegal aliens, you know, charged with aggravated sexual assault of a child under the age of 13 that's now finally getting arrested, they don't get up in arms about illegal aliens raping and murdering Americans and kids, but when their jobs are at risk, when they don't feel their jobs are safe because of redistricting, or frankly, by deporting the illegal aliens, by deporting their voters, they believe that puts their jobs at risk, and that's the safety they care about, right, David?
Well, and here's the thing, Aaron. I just Google News Jessica Tarlov. Not a single news story about what she said and what she did in any of the mainstream American media. However, the Times of India has a story up about Jessica Tarlov. The Times of India says, listen to this. This is actually a pretty funny headline from the Times of India. Fox News host sparks fresh row. First, she defends an accused rapist, later deletes the tweet. Who is Jessica Tarlov?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
So it's like when the international media is doing a better job of covering what these crazy Democrats are doing here in the United States, that tells you all you need to know about the American media.
Could you imagine if a conservative commentator said something stupid, posted something stupid on X, and then deleted the post on X? The left-wing media mob would be having a field day about it all week long. They had a field day about some stand-up comedian and a joke that he told at a rally at Madison Square Gardens. You know, but like a prominent national Democrat commentator says something, and then a Wall Street Journal reporter and a political reporter, they all say something as stupid as they just said about this very story. And nope, nothing to say here, folks. Officer Barr Brady, just move along. Nothing to see here. All right, David, hold that thought. We got to hit the quick break here once again with Montana Talk. We'll talk more after the Farm and Ranch report. David said he's got several woke updates of the week. I've got a woke update of the week as well that I spotted. This might already be in David's stack. We'll find out. But did you guys hear about the new Cracker Barrel logo? Did any of you crackers out there hear about the new Cracker Barrel logo? That's the one I got, but I know David's got more. Stand by.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There was a huge media buildup and then wall-to-wall coverage of the Alaska summit between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. And most of it has been negative. There were no questions taken. There were no details provided. Both leaders said it was a good meeting, but it was all so vague. What did they agree on? What did they not agree on? No details. A lot of vague assurances. There might be another meeting with Putin, or there might not be. At the same time, President Trump later talked to Zelensky, who will be at the White House today, and he wants a permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire, to, as he put it, give the Russians some breathing room between invasions. So it was a roll of the dice for the president, and the media verdict is he didn't get much. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, we got a big show coming up for you on Thursday's Montana Talks, taking you statewide from 9 to 10 every Monday through Friday right here. Here's what we got coming up Thursday, though. Several members of Congress are in the Flathead Valley of Montana for the Western Congressional Caucus. We'll get a chance to catch up with them covering all the big topics on Thursday's Montana Talks live from the Flathead Valley. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app if you got a topic you want to bring up in the meantime.
A message from FireSafe Montana. With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The Montana Department of Livestock has confirmed that a bull from a Beaverhead County cattle herd tested positive for brucellosis. Veterinarian Dr. Brene Peterson with the department said the disease was caught early thanks to Montana's designated surveillance area.
The producers in the DSA, the designated surveillance area, which includes Gallatin County, Park County, most of Madison, and then Beaverhead County, they typically will test their herds for brucellosis most of the time yearly. And then anytime they do move animals outside of the DSA, they do have the requirement to have a test done prior to leaving. This animal had gone through the market, and that is where the test was performed and where we identified it then.
Required testing ensures early detection before livestock movement in the DSA, giving trade partners confidence in Montana cattle. Spread by wild elk and bison, brucellosis causes reproduction losses such as abortions, stillbirths, and calf deaths.
Producers and veterinarians work very hard in the DSA, and so without them, the state of Montana would probably have a little bit more challenges associated with movement of cattle.
Since 2010, this is the 14th herd affected by brucellosis, with the last case occurring in Madison County in 2023. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, great to be with you here this morning. I am broadcasting live from Whitefish this morning. The Western Congressional Caucus is in town. Hey, David Noble, before we get to the woke updates and more, this was kind of funny. I went around the corner to go grab a cup of water here while I'm doing the show during the break. So I walked through the lobby of the Whitefish Lake Lodge, and there's people getting ready to go to Glacier. You know, there's tourists that are coming out of the elevator with their golf clubs. And I had to laugh because, you know, I've been attending some of these panel discussions, you know, members of Congress, policymakers, you've got folks from the Trump administration here, you know, federal land management agencies, the chief of the Forest Service. And it's just kind of funny that here you are in beautiful Whitefish, the mountains, the lakes, everything. And and here's a bunch of us sitting in on these policy discussions, geeking out. But I love it. You know, I love being outdoors, but I also love geeking out on some of these policy discussions, talking about grizzlies and the Endangered Species Act and more. So it'd be fun to have you up here.
Oh, gosh, I'd love to be up there. Of course, that's you know, one of my favorite parts of the state. Of course, you know, I'm a Manhattan kid, so growing up, I thought the Gallatin Valley was the best place to be, although I can't necessarily say I feel the same way today. Now I'm a big believer in Billings. Of course, you know, I'm out here bike riding on the West End. We got bike paths here in Billings. We got bike paths here in Billings that would make the residents of Missoula jealous if they didn't know that. You know, I spent last weekend, I went down to Yellowtail Dam, got out on the water on a friend's boat. And you know, weekend before that, I went up to the Big Snowy Mountains south of Lewistown and camped at Crystal Lake. And weekend before that, I was down in the Beartooth. And, you know, aren't we just so blessed to be in Montana during a summer like this?
We are, especially back when you look back at 2020 and all the craziness. It was like, man, we get to come on, we get to do a show like this, talk about these big issues, interact with major policymakers from across the country, but we don't got to be stuck in New York or Washington, D.C. to do it. We get to do it from the best place on earth and then get out and enjoy the outdoors. Yellowtail Dam, man, you almost hate to even talk about it on the radio. Bighorn Canyon, it is, you know, everybody knows Flathead Lake, everybody knows Fort Peck Lake now. You know, as a kid, those were the two lakes I grew up on, right? You know, family on both sides of the state. But man, the first time I got out to Yellowtail, I was like, holy cow, this is one of the best kept secrets out there. Did you jump off of the number 7 cliff while you were out there, David?
You know what I did, Aaron, and I was going to get up there, and I was thinking I was cool, and I was going to show off a little bit, and I get up there, and I walk up, and then I get up onto the top, and I'm like, you know, maybe I should think about this a second time. But at that point, I was already up there. The people were down in the boat looking up at me. They had I've got a video of it. I'll have to show it to you.
Yeah.
Sometime, Aaron. But the other thing I did was, did the Beartooth Highway, you know, that's an hour south here of Billings, and yeah. Ended up actually going into the Yellowstone, went into Yellowstone from the Cook City side, which was blown away, actually, that if you go into Yellowstone from the Cook City side, it's actually, there was no line at all. I mean, I'm used to seeing these social media posts of the West Yellowstone entrance, and you've got miles and miles and miles of cars backed up. But on that Cook City side, it's great. And so, yeah, you may be enjoying Whitefish, Aaron, but you know what? You're a long ways away from the Beartooth Highway up there.
Well, but I've gotten to spend a lot of time in both areas. So yeah, that's the thing. It's like, man, there's no way anybody is going to get a chance to see everything in Montana. When we were doing that Visit Montana radio giveaway campaign, it was just like, man, there's just so much to see. Even lifelong residents still have not seen and done everything there is to see and do in Montana. All right, well, David, what do you got next for, you said you have several woke updates of the week. What do you got next for us?
Yeah. Okay, so the first one is, or this one is the second one, I guess, is for the day. This is kind of funny because, you know, we talk about MSNBC here a lot on the show because they just give us so much content. It's almost like going onto the Huffington Post website. If you go onto the Huffington Post website and then look at their categories, there's a section called Queer Voices. If you click on the Queer Voices section of the Huffington Post website, it's a goldmine for wokeism and woke updates. But, you know, MSNBC's website's basically the same thing, and MSNBC, the channel, is the same thing. And, of course, CNN ratings have been down, and they tried to move more to the – but the funny thing is the MSNBC brand has gotten so bad, and, of course, it goes back to Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh used to – you know, call it MSDNC or MSLSD or, you know, all these different. Now they're changing it. It's no longer going to be MSNBC. It's going to be MS Now because their brand is so bad.
Yeah, I forget what Greg Frank said the Now acronym stands for. Something about obviously wrong, news obviously wrong, or something like that. Something socialist news, all, you know, obviously wrong. And I'm sure folks could come up with a whole bunch of other nicknames for it. But yeah, you know, NBC is such a tarnished reputation now because of MSNBC. But then the normal NBC is really no different than MSNBC anymore. So they're both in the trash. All right, hold that thought, David Noble. We're going to get to the Fox News update here, and then we'll be back in about 60 seconds here with more woke updates of the week. The Cracker Barrel logo has changed. Todd Starnes, you guys remember Todd Starnes? He's got a write-up about that. You guys all know the phrase, the X account at Amuse says this: go woke, go broke. New DEI hire CEO is rebranding Cracker Barrel to decolonize it. Her first move was to remove the old-fashioned country gentleman meant to evoke nostalgia and Americana. Yeah, David Noble, I don't know if you've been to a few Cracker Barrels in your time, but you know how they have the Cracker Barrel, you know, name, and then there's a barrel, and then there's an older fella just sitting in a chair leaning on the barrel. That's their logo now. And anyway, apparently he's a white gentleman. I mean, all I see is yellow and black from the, you know, the colors of the Cracker Barrel logo. But apparently he's supposed to be an older white gentleman, and they can't have that anymore. So they had to kick the older white gentleman and the chair and the barrel. They're gone. It simply just says Cracker Barrel now, apparently.
Wait, so, Aaron, am I understanding this right? That logos cannot have a Native American woman in them, because I'm pretty sure, didn't a brand just recently remove the Native American woman from a number of different logos, whether, and frankly, a black woman was removed from a logo, but now we're removing white guys from, so what is it? Just humans can't be in logos anymore? I mean, this is so absurd, but everybody that's seen that logo knows that this is a way, way worse logo. But you know what I find interesting about it, Aaron, is not just that Cracker Barrel made this new logo that's worse, and it's from this woke idea because, oh, we don't want to have white guys in it, and then they turn around, oh, we don't want to have black women, and oh, we don't want to have Native American. Well, who can you have in a logo? Anyway, but this is not just the only example of this, and it's not, and logos are not the only location where the left is destroying beauty in the world. It's architecture. It's look at the Soviet Union's architecture. There's a reason the Soviet Union had brutalist architecture and concrete housing blocks, because beauty enlivens the human spirit. And that's what these Democrats and the communists, they don't want to have it. So we got to have, you see all of these companies nowadays changing their logos, and they're almost all worse than before. And then you see modern architecture that's so much worse than before. And it all starts to come together and really, I think, bears down on the human spirit.
No, such a great point that you're making here, because, yeah, Todd Starnes was talking about how, you know, the cultural crisis brewing within Cracker Barrel has gone from bad to worse. First, they introduced plant-based sausage, and now they've removed the country charm. But no, David, what a great point that you made about the fact that, like, oh, you can't have Aunt Jemima on the syrup because she's black and you don't want to culturally appropriate that. You can't have the Native American on the, flour or something like that.
Land O'Lakes.
Land O'Lakes, there you go.
I thought it was the Land O'Lakes, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's, but then you can't even have a white guy on there, because apparently if you have a white guy on there, you're raising him up. You're uplifting the white man. But when you have a black woman on there, you're not uplifting the black woman. Yeah, these people are absolutely insane. They just want to destroy everything. Quick break. Back after this.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with David Noble. Got several woke updates of the week for us here. Let's see. We're going to go back here just real quickly. I got to play the audio. We got to play the audio. So Bill Malusion, the Fox News radio correspondent, you know, he was highlighting the fact that, oh, yeah, the guy in D.C., that was screaming and kicking and screaming and running from ICE, running from law enforcement, claiming to not be a criminal. That guy actually was basically already charged with sexual assault against a minor under 13 years old. But of course, so many of the liberal media mob reporters ran with it, thinking this was some innocent guy being chased down by the authorities. I think our producer Caden has the audio queued up for us, just so you can hear this guy in Spanish and the fake cries pretending to not be a criminal. Go ahead and roll a little bit for us if you can, Caden. Okay, I'm not hearing it back there. That's all right. I can play it when I get back into the studio tomorrow. No worries. Oh, actually, he might be playing it. I forgot I had the studio muted. Go ahead, Caden, and try it one more time if you don't mind. Oh, my goodness. Listen to this. This guy should go back to whatever country he came from, David Noble. Kate, thanks for playing that for us. Yeah. La, 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 la. The screaming. This guy should go back to whatever country he came from and start like a WWE wrestling program with the fake cries there, David.
Well, isn't it funny, Aaron, how all of these guys who think they're such tough guys and they're illegal aliens and they're living here and they're allegedly raping little girls, but when they get approached by law enforcement, all of a sudden they're little wimps. They're little wusses. These are not real men. These are pathetic, weak losers. And you know what? Sometimes people are like, you know what? It's a little bit off-putting to hear all you conservatives celebrating and laughing when these people are getting arrested because it's a sad situation. You know what? I reject that, because it is something to celebrate. When child rapists get arrested, that is something to celebrate. Now, what we should be sad about is the fact that had to happen, and that's what we're situation. But crying about these Democrats are not. It's like the last guy these Democrats defended was Kilmore Garcia, an actual human trafficker. I mean, why do these Democrats not realize why you lose elections? When you're out there defending criminal, illegal alien child rapists, when you're out there defending child trafficker and human traffickers and going down to El Salvador to have margaritas with human trafficker, illegal aliens, you're going to lose elections, Democrats. I mean, not that complicated.
Yeah, well, now this could send us on a whole nother tangent altogether, and I know you got more woke updates to talk about here. But, David, you know, a few minutes ago you were talking about the communists and why the communists wanted to destroy institutions, but also why the communists wanted to take away the joy of the people. You could even see it in the architecture and in the buildings. And it was for a very deliberate reason. It was because they needed to destroy the joy of the people and the freedom and the independence of the people so that the people had to be dependent on the government and had to follow the marching orders of the government. And isn't that interesting that what they're doing here today, but to this guy kicking and screaming as he gets pinned down by authorities finally. I was listening to an audiobook over the weekend by Jack Posobiec called Unhumans, and I think you would really appreciate this book if you haven't read it or heard it already, David, because he's talking about the history of communism and the modern day cultural Marxist in America. But he went back to the French Revolution, and the unhumans, as he described them, the people that wanted to destroy history, destroy religion, destroy traditions, and destroy institutions. When they got marched to the guillotine, finally themselves, because the left always turns on themselves, don't they? Turns on each other. They were kicking and screaming before the guillotine came down with the final slice. But the Carmelite nuns, they sang Christian hymns while they were one by one marched to the guillotine until the final nun stopped singing until she finally met the guillotine, because they went to their maker at peace. These unhuman, lawless leftists that despise faith, that despise freedom, they went kicking and screaming.
Yeah, you know what? It's amazing, Aaron. You see these stories throughout history of what happens with the left, and it's the same thing over and over again. The same thing happened with the Bolsheviks, because guess what the Bolsheviks ended up doing? They ended up throwing a lot of Bolsheviks and communists straight into the gulag. And so all of these Democrats and leftists out there who think that, you know, they're not going to be thrown into the gulag someday are living in another planet. And the problem is that I kind of wanted to tie this into the Cracker Barrel thing, because it's, you know, when leftists take over, the first thing they destroy is religion. They immediately ban religion in churches. Next they go after the family, because what they want is they want all of us to get our deep-seated need as human beings to fulfill our souls and our hearts with spiritual fulfillment. They get that by being communists, and you see it blatantly with these leftists. I mean, the politics is their religion. Now, Aaron, you and I, we care about politics a lot, but it's not our religion. And these communists, it's very clear when you see them posting, when you hear them talking, you can see they are getting their religious and spiritual fulfillment from thinking that they are good people because they're communists and they want to tax the rich and everything else. Now, how this ties into the Cracker Barrel thing is, you know, of course, human to human interactions is really where a lot of our spiritual fulfillment comes as humans, whether it's helping your neighbor or that type of a thing. And when you start removing humans entirely, and it's like, okay, we can't have the human in a Cracker Barrel because he's white. We can't have this woman in this logo because she's black. We can't have this woman in this logo because she's native. It starts to sound like, well, first of all, why are the Democrats so obsessed with race? It's like every logo with a human in it, they're like, hey, that human is this race, that human is that race. We got to get them. Hey, Democrats, stop caring so much about race for a second.
Yeah, you know, but they want to divide us.
It really starts to look like they just don't like humans.
Well, they just, and that's right. That's the concept behind these lawless leftists in the history of communism and other leftist revolts all throughout world history. Is that's why Posobiec calls his book The Unhumans. There is an anti-humanity and anti-faith element throughout world history. By the way,
Aaron, let me jump in real quick on that. Okay, because you had a really good guest on talking about AI and ChatGPT, and basically what that guest said, and I've seen this too, is that a lot of people are using ChatGPT as their therapist, as their relationship counselor, as their friend. And you know what, Aaron? Here's my statement. You know what? I bet you the same people that wanted all those humans removed from all these corporate logos are the very same people that would say, hey, it's a wonderful thing if your best friend and your relationship is with ChatGPT.
Yeah, and they want to make it harder, if not outlaw, people from being able to seek faith-based therapy and mental health treatment. And in fact, the left, oftentimes the Democrats do, they want to outlaw faith-based therapy and force, you know, only this woke, you know, push the radical transgender agenda down these kids' throats if these kids are actually having troubles. And anyway, man, that could be a whole other conversation in itself. The former SOCOM chaplain, a retired general who spoke at the Billings Christian School banquet a few years ago, he was talking about veterans and suicide numbers and all this stuff. And he said, he talked about the culture. It's a cultural shift that's behind that problem altogether, because it's not just the veteran community. It's other, you know, elements of the community that are facing these struggles and challenges too. But he made the point that we have removed not just faith, not just spirituality from the equation and from the therapy and from the conversation, but we have moved, let's just say it, religion. We have moved religion out of the culture more and more and more and more. And then we wonder why people struggle more and more and more with mental health issues.
Totally. Well, did you see that? Did you see that post going around about this massive spike in the number of conversions to Christianity?
Well, I know Charlie Kirk's been talking about it, especially with the younger generations who went through all the COVID stupidity and the Russia hoax and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think there's the potential. Now, of course, Aaron, the United States has gone through numerous great awakenings. It's actually called the first great awakening, the second great awakening, the third great awakening. You could call them spiritual revivals if you want. But you know what I pray for, Aaron? I pray that the United States of America right now goes through another great awakening, goes through another spiritual revival. And we need preachers out in tents and huge crowds of people. That's what we need in this country.
I'll tell you what, I think it's happening with these young folks. And that's why, you know, as we approach America's 250th birthday next year, that's what it's going to take to keep this free republic around and free for another 250 years. If we don't get that piece right, how are we going to get the rest of it right? Great point. David Noble, hold that thought. Another quick break here on Montana Talks. We'll get to the Tommy Lahren commentary. And then I know he's got a few more woke updates, so we'll get to those right after this quick break. Stand by.
This podcast is supported by Progressive, a leader in RV insurance. RVs are for sharing adventures with family, friends, and even your pets. So if you bring your cats and dogs along for the ride, you'll want Progressive RV insurance. They protect your cats and dogs like family by offering up to $1,000 in optional coverage for vet bills in case of an RV accident, making it a great companion for the responsible pet owner who loves to travel. See Progressive's other benefits and more when you quote RV insurance at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet injury is an additional coverage and subject to policy terms.
Fox News commentary.
Another deadly incident involving an illegal alien at the wheel. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Another deadly incident with an illegal alien at the wheel. This time it was on a Florida highway and allegedly involved an egregious U-turn that resulted in the death of three minivan passengers. The driver was arrested and charged with three counts of vehicular homicide. And yes, he's an illegal from India who entered the U.S. illegally through Mexico in 2018. According to DHS, he was processed for fast-track deportation, but allowed to remain with just a $5,000 immigration bond and notice to appear. Since he was apparently allowed to get a commercial driver's license in the state of California, which leads me back to my question. Why the heck are states issuing driver's licenses of any kind, but especially commercial, to those who are non-citizens and came here illegally? How many others like him are driving giant trucks on freeways and interstates as we speak? This is an abomination. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area today, high temperature readings push up into the mid-80s. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, low temperatures from the lower 50s in Bozeman, around 60 in Billings. And as we finish out the work week on Friday, we can expect more sunshine with high temperature readings of around 80. Staying clear to partly cloudy Friday night. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, I hate to break the news to some of you, but you got a lot of people talking about a sales tax. But look, a sales tax will not solve the property tax problem. A sales tax has not and will not get the support of the people of Montana. If you ask me, I'll tell you why. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal weighs in with her thoughts as well. We tell you why it won't work, why it can't work, MontanaTalks.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Some millennials like to overextend themselves when it comes to their spending, and in many cases, it's for fear of missing out. But there are steps you can take if you're among this group to prioritize the money you have coming in. You can start with a budget. Even if you don't think you have enough cash coming in, it doesn't matter because you're at least telling that money where to go. And try to play around with different budgeting methods to find one that works best for you. And if there's not enough money to cover all your expenses, tend to your basic needs first, like housing, utilities, food, and transportation. And if you're struggling, call the creditor, whether it's your landlord, mortgage company, or credit card issuer, and explain the situation. Then ask if they can help out, even if it's a waive late fee. And don't let the perceived social stigma keep you from getting the right assistance. And if need be, lean on organizations that focus on connecting people with the help they need. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, just a few minutes left here with David Noble, and then coming up next hour, I've got at least a couple members of Congress that are in Montana up here in Whitefish for the Western Congressional Caucus that are going to be joining me for the show. So great content coming up for you here. David, man, just a quick few minutes left. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, Aaron, back in the day when I first started doing these weekly woke updates for your listeners, some of the first ones were about the medical industry. And I don't know if you recall the John Stossel report. I mean, maybe it was the first woke update I ever did that was about just how insanely woke the medical industry has become, whether in doctors, nurse practitioners, PAs, down to you know what, big pharma is super woke. Well, I was on wokespy.com, which again is like a cheat code for woke updates, and apparently RFK Jr. exposed a screenshot that revealed that Big Pharma is bankrolling the AAP, which is the pediatrics, because it's for kids, because that group, Aaron, that group was pushing COVID shots on babies. Oof. They were trying to get babies to get the COVID shots, and guess what, Aaron, those that group, the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, was funded by none other than the same big pharma companies that were manufacturing and making billions off of all those COVID shots. And so this could potentially go down as a Trump administration W of the week as well. And I tell you what, Aaron, the RFK Jr. appointment and what RFK Jr. and the health department is doing to make America healthy again and to frankly expose big pharma, that's the biggest thing that the Trump administration has done that has given me hope, because I genuinely thought, Aaron, I genuinely thought that there would never be a time when anybody in power in Washington, D.C. would stand up to Big Pharma. And, you know, because they're just so powerful and they've got so much money. I mean, look at our advertising and look at our media landscape. It's like, it's so funny because you may be sitting there watching, you know, mainstream TV news, and they'll say, you know, this segment's brought to you by Pfizer. And then that very news segment will be a story about allegations against Pfizer's drugs causing problems. And it's like, huh, well, if Pfizer's paying this media organization and they're the sponsor, and the only reason this media organization is even in business for making money is because Pfizer's paying them a lot of money for advertising, can we really count on them to do honest reporting on the problems with Pfizer's drugs?
Yeah, no, great point. Yeah, although if they are reporting on the negative news, even after a spot plays, I know, that's what
certainly, I mean, how many, we heard even some of those same commercials here on this radio show. And of course, we, you know, we were hammering, especially when they were pushing it on kids and everything, right? And we were hammering all the vaccine mandates and more. I just saw something on X earlier this morning. Oh, yeah. TheFederalist.com, of course, Joy Pullman, you know, she's got some Montana connections. She's the editor of TheFederalist.com, and I'm trying to scroll to the story that she wrote. But, yeah, she wrote put together a great post, a pile of evidence that the lockdowns would never have happened without the corporate media. Remember you and me? You know, it was like you, me, and John Jackson. It was like the three of us were the ones calling out the stupidity of these lockdowns and all these other mandates. And look at the way the rest of the media mob in Montana attacked or criticized us for reporting the truth. And we're conservative commentators, but we did a better job being reporters than the so-called reporters did. David, about 20 seconds to go. What do you want to tell folks all across Montana? And thanks for your time, as always.
I want to tell folks, you can find me online at LectureFan, LCTRFAN, on X, on YouTube, on Twitch. If you can't get enough David Noble, find me online.
Hey, well, great to have you on the show. Thanks once again. Yeah, we got a great guest kicking off the 8 o'clock hour of the show, Congressman Tom Tiffany out of the great state of Wisconsin. He's been taking the fight on wolves and so much more, so wait till we hear from him.
Wish your life came with a warning app.
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step. But you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamilyfire, Brady, and the Ad Council.